This is Sylvia Henderson, that motorcycle lady, with a twist of the throttle from AchievementRadio.com. Here's a work-life skills tip I call cycle therapy for your personal and professional development. Leader of one. On the highways and back roads, you see both groups of motorcycle riders and solo riders. In groups, someone is always the leader, the first rider in front. Solos are their own leaders, the front, middle, and rear rider all in one. You are seldom alone as you plan and work business. Rarely do you operate in a vacuum. Whether you are an independent business owner or a part of an organization, you are a leader by nature of your profession. You take initiative, plan, instruct others, make things happen, and follow up. These are the basics of your responsibilities in the business world. At minimum, you are a leader of one, yourself. Some ways to be a more effective leader of one include: set goals for yourself and create the action plan, the interim step you must take to achieve your goals within a set time frame. Write affirmations that are visions of what success looks, feels, sounds, tastes, and smells like to you. Say your affirmations out loud to yourself every day. Create a system that helps you organize and keep organized your time, communications, files, and resources all together. Implement your organization scheme and share it with others so that you discipline yourself to stick with it. Take time for yourself away from your regular demands. Stop what you're doing and walk away from it for a few minutes, hours, or days if you're lucky. Remember your priorities, and business should not be number one in your life, even as an independent. Something or someone else should be most important to you in life. When you steer yourself to your destination, you are a leader of one. To learn more about our work-life skills programs, go to www.springboardtraining.com. Your springboard to personal and professional development.